A Muslim mob attacks a church in Kenya. The waves of anti-Christian violence continues to spread in India. And MNN listeners and orphan outreach are in Guatemala this week to love needy children. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A long-standing effort to replace a church with a mosque in Kenya's northern town of Garissa culminated in an attack by 50 Muslim youth. The attack left the building in ruins and injured 10. Jonathan Racha with International Christian Concerns says anti-Christian violence is growing there.
The part of Kenya where there are Muslims make up majority, so there is a growing hostility against Christians in this part. And this is partly because of the growth in influence of Islamic elements inside Somalia.
Most of the people there are ethnic Somalis. Ratu says Christians are turning to authorities, but
no one in the administration is protecting them. The Christians are not being protected, and the people who attack them are free on the street. They're not imprisoned. So it is really disappointing. The Muslims in Garissa are openly saying that they're going to destroy other churches too.
Go to our website to contact the Kenya Embassy. Next, Gospel for Asia reports three more Christians have died in Orissa, India, a result of continued attacks by Hindu extremists. Militants murdered at least 30 Christians and forced thousands more from their homes since a popular Hindu leader died on August 22nd. Although the violence isn't abating, Gospel for Asia workers remain encouraged. They're certain that the violence will draw more people to the Lord and ask only for continued prayers for peace and confidence in faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says their ministry contact in Jharkhand State, India, is alarmed by the escalation of persecution sparked by
a controversy which has arisen over one word in a translation of the Bible in a tribal language. It is being alleged that the point of Deuteronomy 12:2 is actually an effort by Christians to annihilate this particular tribe of people.
Militants seem to be stirring the ire of the locals.
The threats are that there would be mass demonstrations, that all Bibles in any language, presumably, would be destroyed, and that the first of the Ten Commandments must be renounced by Christians.
Believers in ministry are laying low.
Pray against the escalation of persecution in northeast India, which began in the state of Orissa, but now is spilling over into the neighboring state of Jharkhand.
Meanwhile, in Uganda, people believe that an albino child is a curse on the family. Born without melanin pigment, their appearance causes them to be shunned. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says a new ministry opportunity to these kids developed last year during a mission trip.
We saw a boy who was an albino, and one of the team members noticed how he was going around with his arm up all the time, trying to protect his eyes from the sun, and immediately took off her sunglasses and gave them to him.
The difference that kindness made on the boy's life was startling. ECM is collecting sunglasses for distribution at Christmas.
It's a very significant gift for them. It's just a way of showing them the love of Jesus. And then at the same time, as we distribute these, we will be telling them about Jesus and sharing with the children the reason why he came into the world.
ECM hopes to develop sponsorship programs for these albino children, and Guatemala currently has 370,000 orphaned children. Many of them are living on the streets. This week, Mission Network News is teaming up with radio station 91.3 WCSG and Orphan Outreach to take a team of 23 to love these forgotten kids. With the help of local ministries, the team will be sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School, telling them about Christ, something that will last for eternity. Pray that the Lord will prepare the hearts of both the kids and those on the trip. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.